Sitting just 37 miles east of Buffalo, the 36 square miles of the town of Elba are comprised mostly of farmland. It has no traffic lights. About 36 seniors graduated from Elba High School this month. And with Friday's national release of the film Copperhead, the very small town of Elba will be home to a new professional screenwriter, Bill Kaufman.
Bill, how it goes?
Good.
We bypassed Elba's Lone Diner for a more convenient meeting spot at Batavia's Sport of Kings restaurant, a casual location with plenty of space, a long list of specials, 24-hour breakfast, and where they refill your coffee cup without interrupting an hour-long interview.
This is the kind of place you come to work out your process. You bring your laptop. I mean, is this how you do your work all the time?
No, that would seem kind of
fade. He's the author of several books. His byline appears in publications like the Wall Street Journal and the American Conservative. And his name you may not have noticed in the many books he has edited. Well, when Copperhead is released later this week, you'll see the name Bill Kaufman, for the first time, prominently listed in the credits as screenwriter.
I'd not written a screenplay and gave myself a tutorial, kind of. You know, I sat down, and once we agreed to do this, and I read through what I thought were terrifically interesting or well-written films, the screenplays for those. So these things kind of gave me a sense of the richness of the form.
That richness exudes in Kaufman's adaptation of The Copperhead, a Civil War-era novel written by a largely forgotten, critically appreciated Utica author named Harold Frederick.
They're beautiful but unsentimental stories of life on the home front. And in the story, Copperhead, and in the film, you know, two families in a little town in central New York are torn apart, devastated by the war, you know, much as the country was being torn apart and devastated by the war.
Copperheads, for the most part, have been swept aside from history. The voices of the North who wanted nothing to do with raging war against their southern countrymen. Their story is brought to film with the expert touch of Ron Maxwell. With Copperhead, Maxwell now has directed a Civil War trilogy, including the much-lauded epics Gettysburg and Gods and Generals. He shared his thoughts prior to a recent screening of Copperhead in Batavia.
I've been surprised at how intensely emotional this has been for the audience. This is, as I say, is the 10th or 11th pre-screening, and we'll see what happens tonight. But every single one, the audience has given the film an ovation. And I have to tell you, that's unusual, and I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop, for an audience to be silent at the end. It's been just overwhelmingly positive.
Emotions ran high throughout the Batavia screening of Copperhead. While the heartiest cheers erupted for the screenwriter credit, the other extreme was heard, muffled sobs during a scene in which tearful mothers bid farewell to their teenage boys marching off to war. Seasoned with scripture references, the dialogue reveals the inspired passions on both sides of the divide. Abolitionists charged with performing the Lord's work, longing to free the enslaved, seek vengeance on the South. While farmer Abner Beach, a copperhead, played by Billy Campbell, also nods to the Bible to justify his anti-war stance.
Blessed are the peacemakers. Is that still in the Bible?
Scottish actor Angus McFadden thunders through the film as the fiery abolitionist G. Hagedorn. And much to the delight of screenwriter Bill Kaufman, the producers added a touch of filmmaking royalty, casting Peter Fonda as Avery.
Well, what would you have President Lincoln do? The rebs fired first, Fort Sumter.
Should have let the South go. They'd have not harmed us.
Not harmed us? No, they've split the Union in two just so they could keep black men in bondage.
I've been a huge Peter Fonda fan. They always say, you know, it's always said, you know, don't meet your heroes, or, you know, because you're inevitably disappointed. They end up being jerks, or, you know. He was great. First day he was on the set, you know, I had what turned out to be about an hour and a half, 2-hour lunch, and he's a great raconteur, and he's really the last hippie, you know. I mean, it was cool. It was like I was, you know, sitting in there with having lunch with Captain America.
Lunching with your Hollywood hero, having one of your first screenwriting attempts transformed onto film, on the verge of being released in 70 cities. Life's ultimate high-five moment. But Kaufman doesn't seem overtaken by the success. He'd rather discuss family or community achievements, like the fortunes of his favorite professional baseball team, the Batavia Muck Dogs. Perhaps that's perspective rooted in his small-town environment. Or maybe he's learned from his mentor, director Ron Maxwell, who can offer 40 years of filmmaking experience.
Well, he's in the same boat with me. So if this film, if it opens and closes on the same afternoon, I guess that's the end of his screenwriting career. But if it does some business, hey, the guy could get an Academy Award nomination. I think the quality of his work deserves it. We shall see.